I'd like to begin with a fact. A simple yet shocking fact. A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country and is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children. I'd like to begin with a fact. It is big business, profitable business, for the mercenary persons who produce it. And the examples that I'm about to show you were not bought on the sly from under the counter. They were not purchased on Skid Row or on the other side of the tracks. I'd like to begin with a fact. It is big business, profitable business, for the mercenary persons who produce it, not only in content, but in volume. This moral decay weakens our resistance to the onslaught of volume. It is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children. Particularly, are liable to pull down the corners of the obscene passages the more readily to dwell on them over and 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 over again. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Pull down the corners of the obscene passages to dwell on them over and 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 over again. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Pull down the corners of the obscene passages to dwell on them over and 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 over again. Over and over again. And the teenager soon gets to recognize the publishers of the worst material and seeks out their product. It would seem that publishers of this material deliberately hook the adolescent into the knowledge of the unnatural. These publishers know well that once so exposed, the insatiable curiosity of youth will cause him to delve deeper and deeper into this grotesque material until his utter depravity is complete. I'd like to begin with a fact. A simple yet shocking welter of misinformation is defended and foisted upon the people by a vociferous minority in our society. They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage. They not only oppose the principles of that heritage, which has given us our rich institutions and laws, but they advocate their overthrow. The circulation of this material is a price we pay for freedom in this country. Over and over and over and over and over and over again.